Welcome back to another Patriots Chatter Chit Chat podcast. I'm Lori Baranski, and I'm here with Amber Van Egan today. Hi, Amber.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Amber is the assistant director to Tracy Sormonti for the Patriots Cheerleader, so we are very excited to tap her little brain. We're going to start off today by talking about some ideas of what you can do on Halloween besides the usual trick-or-treating. We're going to talk a little bit about skincare. Of course, we're going to answer a lucky listener's question. We're going to get to know Amber, and we're hopefully going to have a lot of fun. So let's start off with talking about what you can do on Halloween besides trick-or-treating. Any ideas, Amber?
Halloween. Let's see. A good thing to do, I always like to kind of rent a scary movie, stay home, pop some popcorn, or even after you trick-or-treat. That might be kind of fun.
That is fun. Especially like the old school scary ones, because they're so different made than they are now, like so underproduced as opposed to today. So they're funny.
Yeah. No, I agree. Some of those ones, they're not. I don't really love scary movies, to tell you the truth. I kind of have nightmares later on.
Me too.
So I kind of like the ones that are more like funny scary, like you said.
I definitely agree. They have that the new Saw coming out.
Oh, God, forget it. Have you seen the first
one? I saw the first two.
Oh, jeez.
I was okay. I can't watch the whole thing. Like, I have to hide my face some of the time, but I get through it.
That helps.
So you can go to the regular movies if you want to.
Yeah.
You can throw yourself a little party.
Yeah.
With your friends, all dressed up.
Costume party.
Yeah. I'm doing it for my mother. We're having a surprise 50th Halloween party for my mom.
You are.
Hopefully she won't listen to this beforehand, and that might blow it. But
do you know what you're going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be Strawberry Shortcake, I believe.
Oh,
what about
you? That's cute. I still haven't decided. I have a couple options. I'm kind of going back and forth. I was going to be a butterfly, just because I have the wings at home. I've been that before. And then I was going to be an army girl, so I'm up in the air.
Army is fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's different.
Yeah. I've got the boots for it.
So. We'll see. Cheerleading boots. Awesome. Anything else that listeners could do on Halloween night? If you have any younger siblings or cousins or anything like that, you can go visit them and see how cute they look, take pictures. Like, that's always fun. I like to stay at home and hand out candy with my mom and then watch all the little girls come. So cute, and little boys.
Yeah. Dress your dog up. I like to do that.
Oh, gosh. My cat, Frisky, is such a good dresser-upper.
Really? What's Frisky going to be this year?
Frisky's going to be a witch. I'll show you pictures in a minute.
Oh, okay.
Adorable. Speaking of Harley, your dog, You'll be happy to know I just came back from doing America's Cutest Puppies for the WE station. It's called Women's Entertainment. I'm not sure if we have it in the Northeast yet, but we will. And they're going around America in different cities trying to find America's Cutest Puppy.
Wow.
So I was one of the judges, and there were two other people. One lady, she just came out with a training DVD, a dog training DVD, and the other guy would just show his dogs. So we sat there, and we had to look at puppies all day and play with them.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job.
And I won't tell you who won, but I will tell you, since Harley is a Cocker Spaniel, that a Cocker Spaniel made it to the top five.
Oh,
I won't tell you who won.
What color was it?
To find out. He was black and white.
Oh, that's cute.
When we got to play with him, she was so soft. I was like, oh, you're so cute.
Oh, I think they're the cutest puppies. But I'm biased because I have one.
Obviously. So moving right along from Halloween, obviously you're going to have a lot of candy and stuff, and that might give you some skincare issues, especially with the colder weather and all that good stuff. So we think we give you a couple of tips on keeping your skin nice and fresh, because we all get those bad days and, you know, dry spots and stuff. Just, I think the most common misconception is that if you have oily skin, you don't need to moisturize. And that doesn't necessarily mean if you have oily skin that you don't moisturize, because your skin needs that refreshment, that rejuvenation of putting a lotion on your face. And you don't have to go and get the really expensive stuff. You can go to CVS and buy over-the-counter, you know, cheap stuff, as long as you're getting that hydration into your skin.
Another thing with oily skin, a lot of people sometimes, if they look shiny, they'll wipe their face with, like, their hand or the back of their hand or something just to try to get that shiny look to go away, where if you do that, that's a bad thing to do. I mean, you could use a, you know, those oil bladders they have, but
those
just don't
awesome.
Use your hand, because then you're going to end up clogging your pores even more and having a bigger problem on your hands.
Right. Another thing is you don't want to use, like, body soap that you wash up with on your face, because usually that's too harsh for your face. So I would definitely suggest getting a face wash. Again, it doesn't have to be extremely expensive face wash. Face wash. Face wash. I like to always, when my skin's feeling a little unbearable, I like to take a break from using makeup a couple days, let my skin breathe, just put some moisturizer on, and hey, if I have to stay in all day, then I'm staying in all day. Any other ideas for keeping your skin looking beautifully?
I would just say, well, one thing, if you do end up getting a blemish, everybody does, just make sure you leave it alone. Don't pick at it, touch it, anything like that. You can, you know, put stuff on it at night to clear it up, but try to leave it alone during the day, or that's going to make things worse, too.
Right. It'll go away faster like that, too.
Yeah.
Good point there.
Why, thank you.
So that's all we have for you on our beautiful skincare. Now we're going to get to know Amber a little bit. Amber is a native Rhode Islander, as myself. And we actually didn't even know each other till cheerleading, which is so weird because we live like 10 minutes away from each other. We take one main road all the way to our houses. But this is how we met. And that's another good positive of the New England Patriots cheerleading is that you meet lifelong friends. And here's Amber.
Yeah, exactly. Being part of any team really is just a great way to meet people. And a lot of times you'll meet people that you will end up becoming really close friends with because you both have the same interests, you know, and similar personalities, I would say, if you're both interested in kind of getting out there and cheering and whatever, we both kind of...
Right, I definitely agree. So how do you like being the assistant director, Amber?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a fun job, definitely.
That's good. Do you miss cheering? Because just last year you were... You were my teammate.
Yeah, we were teammates. It was a tough transition. It was tricky because I love cheering. I love the games. I love practice. Pretty much everything to do with it. So it was a tough transition, but I definitely feel lucky to still be involved with the team.
Good, yeah.
In the way that I am, and I really like my job. So I'm happy.
Good. And you get to work with Tracy, so that's a lot of fun.
Exactly, yeah. We have a good time together.
That's good. Now, for those of you who don't know, Amber Van Egan's father, Mark Van Egan, was an old Patriot. He's an alumni. And I have a little bit of a tricky question for you. Would you have rather cheered during the days your dad played and cheered him on, or would you have picked cheering when you did, letting your dad cheer you on the field?
That is an interesting question. Never had that question before.
Amber's dad went to every game, watched her.
I'd have to say, for a couple of reasons, I'd like to cheer now and have my dad watch.
Yeah.
Because, one being, I don't like the outfits they used to wear back then. I would not want to wear those.
I was going to say that. The outfits.
They were cool back then, but I couldn't do it.
The ski group? That's
the
best.
What they were?
We have the poster through the years up in our locker room, and there's one poster of the cheerleaders in ski uniforms.
Yeah.
You could have been a skier.
That would have been a little ski bunny. That wouldn't have been bad. But I saw, you know, I'm sure they were great back in
right.
the day. But.
Well, right. It's time sensitive.
But you're asking me now. The other thing is, it was really nice for me to be able to kind of look up and get that support from my daddy and my mom sitting in the crowd. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So, yeah, I'd have
That's
to go.
That's awesome. I love your dad. Your dad's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Me too. Yay for dads. And your favorite song is American Woman. Why is that? Is it the
Actually,
beat? Is the powerful beat?
I just get into it when I hear it. It's just one of those songs that I hear and it kind of, I don't know, kind of pumps me up kind of thing.
How does it go?
American Woman. Dun, dun, dun. Stay away from me. But actually, I like that song. It's one of my favorites, but it's probably, I don't know, I didn't know what to pick. I like it, but if I had to pick an absolute favorite, I think I might go with a Michael Jackson song.
I was going to say, you're a Michael Jackson lover.
I am.
You're cheating on him.
I'm not going to lie. I am a big Michael Jackson fan. I love his dancing. I love his songs, especially the old stuff. I get very into them.
Hello, it's Halloween Thriller.
Exactly. Yeah, you should be hearing a lot of that on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited for my ride home today.
Stay home from work with Thriller. So now let's answer a lucky listener's question. Every week we get to answer a question from someone that's listening, writes in, and they get to win something.
Oh, cool.
And we've been giving away Chinese t-shirts, as you can see right behind me.
Hmm.
And
Very
Olivia
cool.
Boston is getting a Chinese t-shirt today. I already talked to Olivia online at MySpace, if you haven't heard.
Oh, actually, didn't I see her MySpace account?
Yeah.
You have that up. It was
Do
very
like
cute.
It?
Yeah,
There's
really
pictures
cute.
Of us on there.
Huh.
Our URL, if the people listening have not yet added me as a friend, is myspace.com/pastcheerleaderchitchat. And I talk to everybody on there. I'm on there every day answering questions, just chatting with people. It's a lot of fun to get to know the people that are actually listening to Chit Chat.
Right.
So anyway, this is a question from one of my friends on MySpace.
Okay.
Hi, Lori. You recently answered a question on MySpace, as I just said, and I thank you so much and appreciate your help. Okay. My question is, do you have any healthy eating tips? Because it seems like everywhere I go, there's always junk food, especially at restaurants. How do you make healthy eating choices while eating out? And again, this is from Olivia Boston in Greenville, South Carolina.
Good question.
Did you like my accent?
I did. I liked it. It was a good attempt at the twang. I liked it.
It is hard eating out and eating healthy.
Especially at restaurants. You're right. That is tricky.
I like some of the restaurants. They have, like, the actual counts and what's better for you, like the low-cal menu and stuff like that. But not every restaurant has that.
Right.
I mean, you can't pull up to a fast food restaurant and be like, I want the low-cal.
Right. Exactly.
So I would say the easiest thing is to order any kind of salad with a low-fat dressing. Or, you know, since you're giving, you got to kind of give and take when it comes to eating out. Since you are getting a salad, go for the dressing you like. Yep. You know what I mean?
Get grilled chicken on the salad rather than fried. A lot of places you can ask for that, even if it's not. It'll say right. Fried chicken salad. You can say, can I get grilled chicken on that instead? That helps.
They sometimes have half orders of things, so a small proportion will obviously result in a better eating style.
One of the tricks that I do when I go out to eat at restaurants, especially the worst, is if you're hungry. Okay. If you're really hungry and you're heading out to eat, all you want to do is pick your favorite thing. And I have, I like chicken fingers and french fries. It's a very bad habit.
Me too.
So if you're starving and you go there, you're just going to want to pick something like that, which might not be your best choice. I will make a point of drinking my whole water first, so I'm not. It fills you up a little bit, so you're not as starving, and you know what? You're able to make a better choice off the menu. Get the grilled chicken sandwich or something.
Right,
you know, once in a while, you know, you got to let yourself have those things that you love. But you know, if you eat out a lot, you don't want to splurge every single time. And you know, that's my little trick.
That's a very good point. Another thing would be to just skip the appetizer. Skip the appetizer, just have your main meal.
Yeah, or just have water instead of soda. You get a soda and then get a refill. That's a bunch of calories added on right there that you don't really need. So,
good point. That was a good question, Olivia.
Yeah, very good.
Since last week we just talked about like alternative eating styles to junk food because of Halloween and the candy and stuff that. So this is actually a very good follow-up. Thanks for that, Olivia. Again, if you have not yet written into Cheerleader Chit Chat, or you already have and you have another question, feel free to write in to today@patriots.com. Remember to write in chit chat in the subject line so we know who you are. And please add me as your friend. I don't have a lot of friends on MySpace. I'm a lonely.
I'll be your friend.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. So that's going to about do it today. Thank you so much for joining me, Amber.
Sure. Thank you. This was fun.
So we will see you next week in the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat. In the meantime, have a happy Halloween. Remember to always trick or treat in pairs and stay safe. Until next time, I'll see you on the sidelines.